And one thing that I'd like to say is that, you know, we were fortunate that we had management cooperation. That doesn't happen, I know, in a lot of places, and it's not safe for workers to take their own pictures, so you have to have somebody else taking the pictures. But where it's possible, push it as far as you can. Anything else?
One more.
Marion, I love this presentation. One thing I think about is Brieri and how we talked about codes and representations that workers would use. And then the important part was a discussion about, did this really fit or not? So I was just wondering, in the feedback session, were there any debates about, is this really a hazard, or who caused it, or that kind of thing?
Not so much that. Where one of the things that happened was that people were finding out more in the feedback sessions. There are some supervisors who were very responsive, and where, you know, in some areas people were told, there's no way we can change this equipment or get this or have a different way of doing recycling. And in other buildings people are going, what are you talking about? They gave us a catalog and said, pick what you need. So so that was pretty good.
Sometimes surveillance works in favor of the workers as opposed to not. Okay, thank you, Marion. Okay, Bridget McGinnis and Tom Estabrook.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
If you have any trouble, let me know.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. Glad to see everybody chose the back of the room to sit in, either a quick escape or sleeping. I appreciate that. As Steve said, my name is Bridget McGinnis, and I'm a health and safety trainer at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. I work at the New England Consortium program. We are funded by NIEHS, and we are one of the worker education training programs. So I created my presentation in PowerPoint, the first PowerPoint presentation I've ever put together, the first one I've ever used, probably the last one I will ever use as well. Just because it's in PowerPoint form, though, don't let that fool you, because really this presentation is about storytelling. And we have some very interesting stories, I think, for you to drive home some points around health and safety training, effective health and safety training. My partner, Tom Estabrook, also from UMass Lowell, he is the lead or senior health educator, is giving handouts of the PowerPoint presentation. In the handout as well, you will see the back three pages are a copy of a NIOSH fatality report. And that's the basis of this presentation for you today. We've developed an activity that we think as we were developing it was going to be pretty effective, it was going to be pretty interesting. We're seeing some results and getting comments from participants in the training that it is an interesting activity and it is having some effect on worker safety in the field. So we're here to tell you about that today. The story behind this picture, our steel worker back there, carry your camera with you wherever you go. I do. I have about 20 years of experience in the environmental field as an enforcement person, as a consultant and trainer, educator. My camera's always with me. On this particular day, in my home city of Lynn, Massachusetts, I saw these guys working on the high tension wires using a helicopter. The man who's actually up on the arm there did have fall protection on, but it was just fascinating and amazing to watch because it's stuff that I've heard about, I've read about. I YouTubed some videos and saw them working on high tension wires. And this past summer is when I took this photograph. So let's go. We are NIHS funded. Our approach to training is to try to eliminate the PowerPoint, try to eliminate the lecture. When you're working with adult learners, people who haven't been in school for years and years, they do a lot of field work, they're not used to sitting in a classroom, they don't want to sit there and be lectured to. You lose them. You lose them very quickly. So we consider the adult learning theory, you know, adults want to come away from a session with tangible things to do, something that they've learned, something that they can then implement in their daily lives, something that's going to be useful for them, that's relevant. Small group activities, almost all of the training we do, we break our participants up into small groups of 3 to 5 people. We get them to work on a problem together, brainstorming, problem solving, and then we have them report back to the larger group and gain comments and questions and maybe more thoughts about how to make something work for them in their lives, or in their work lives, I should say. And the storytelling, keeping it real and interesting, I hope. Now, if anybody has ever been on the NIOSH webpage, NIOSH has a couple dozen states around the country that have participated in this FACE program. It's the Fatality Assessment and Control Evaluation Program. The goal of the FACE program is to provide information to people out there working, hopefully so they can use the information to learn and to make changes in the work that they do to stay safer. The fatality reports are based on real fatalities that have taken place. If you go on the FACE website, there are about a dozen different categories. You can pull them up by state. You can pull them up by topic. So if, for instance, we're doing a training on work zone safety, I go to the work zone safety section and I can pull up a number of FACE reports and craft my activity, my hands-on activity. So it's relevant for the people coming into the training. If we're doing an OSHA 10 class, pull up all kinds of FACE reports on, say, OSHA's Focus 4, falls, electricals, caught in, struck by. Confined space training, there's a section on confined space training fatalities as well as youth. And we do a little bit of teaching in a couple of the technical high schools in the area, some OSHA 10s, and we're able to pull up some really relevant fatality reports for the young people to look at and really take to heart. Again, various issues are involved and industries. So here's a story for you. This past fall, I was one of two trainers at Lowell on a confined space entrant class. It's a 2-day, 14-hour class. We had 8 participants, and the story I'm going to tell you could be titled, What's Luck Got to Do with It? These are comments from participants in this confined space class. Now, typically when we run a training session, we have participants introduce themselves, give us your name, what you do for work, and what do you want to get out of this training. So as my co-trainer, Claudia, and I were going through, scribing down names and information, this is what was coming up from the trainers, that they had already been working in confined spaces, that one person was working in hand-dug tunnels, 100 feet down, 2,000 feet long. Some of these tunnels were not shored. They were not supported. Other people were working in kind of storm sewers or culverts. No air monitoring, no personal protective equipment, no safety plans, no pre-planning. And, you know, once Claudia and I kind of picked our jaws up off the floor, we said, well, you guys really have been lucky. And they said, no, what do you mean? We haven't been lucky. Well. So we went through and did our 2 days of training. After the first day of training, one of the participants came back and said, you know, my brother's an electrician, and I was talking with him last night. And he said to me he was recently working in a manhole and started to not feel so well. And he just felt kind of funky and just wanted to get his work done quickly and get out. And our participant said, I know my brother was close to being in trouble. I want him to come to this confined space class and learn about this. I'll pay for it. It's that important. The way we run our FACE report activity, again, depending on the class, the topic that they're teaching on, and this isn't a standalone activity. So we would have an 8-hour day that might have 4 group activities in it, a review game perhaps as well. So it's not really them sitting through a class reading a book or looking at PowerPoint slides. So they kind of can build on each other. and you can bring in a lot of different relevant information. So we give the participants, if they're working in small groups, a face report. Everybody gets the same face report in the small group. We can pick them based on situations. We can pick them based on maybe what didn't go right that created the fatality, again, based on who's in the room. The only thing that we don't give them are the recommendation section that is part of a NIOSH fatality report. We ask them to come up with recommendations within the group. What would have made this job go safely? Then they do a report back to the bigger group. We have some discussion. And as we walk around the room to kind of facilitate things moving along, we'll often hear the participants talk about their own real-life experiences and their own stories about, well, this happened to me. I was lucky I changed it. This happened to me. This was a problem. Now we do this. So they really have an opportunity to learn from each other in the small group. And then in the big group report back, they get more insight and input from other participants. So is it effective? Is what we're doing effective? Over the last 9 months or so, we have handed people who have been in the course an evaluation, kind of an end-of-the-day evaluation, and asked them specifically to answer a couple of questions that related directly to the FACE activity, the fatality report activity. We had about 119 participant responses from that, so that's going to be our set one data in the slides. The second set of data comes from responses from people. 20 participants did an anonymous online survey. Again, looking back, these are people who had taken the classes and used the FACE report 3 to 9 months prior. So they were coming back after the fact, kind of trying to see if there was a lasting impression or impact of the activity. Those 20 in set two are part of that group of 119. So we didn't have new people being introduced into the survey. So our set one, the 119 who gave us an evaluation immediately following the class with the FACE report activity, 28 of the 119 participants said that they were now more aware of hazards. 19 said that they know more about safe work practices. A lot of them identified that more training was needed, and they liked the fact that they were real-life stories. And one participant commented that he liked that they were real-life stories and that they were not judgmental of the worker having made a mistake or whatever that led to the fatality. Our set two, thank you. Again, these are people that we went back to 3 to 9 months later. How have you used the FACE reports? Out of 20, 4 people said that they had paid more attention during their work. They've taken more care. They've developed a comprehensive work plan prior to doing field work, and that they pay more attention or that they actually do job setup. So that really speaks to what we hammer home in our classes around pre-planning being so important around the health and safety of the workers. What information have you shared with people? Knowledge of safe work practices, safety equipment. Tell someone if it's not safe. So that is very much an empowering place, tool to give to somebody, that they recognize the hazard and they now know they should go, they can go, they will go to tell somebody about it, to make corrections. And then a number of people remembered specific details about the FACE reports. What do you remember most? Again, safe work procedures, real life stories. And, you know, there were a few people who did sit down to take the online survey who said, I don't really remember anything. Thank you for your time. But that's okay too. And that's a real response. And we'll kind of look at that and incorporate that as time goes on. So we value that response as well. Young people, common sense, resolution, just get the job done. Dangers to first responders. One person each kind of made that as a comment about the reports. This I thought was very interesting. 4 of the 20 have 0 to 5 years of experience, but a lot of them had 10 to 40 years or 6 to 40 years of experience, which is a very experienced worker. And again, found value in the activity. So does it work? A number of people said that they liked the FACE report, but they weren't sure how they would use it in their work life. And again, that's a fine response. Do we know if, what do we know or how do we know that this has had an effect on people that didn't respond to the survey? Well, you know, we don't know. We don't know. But the people that did respond, it seemed that the FACE report did have a positive impact on them. And as I said, you do have in your handout a copy of a FACE report that the participants would get in the class. So going back to our confined space class that I taught back in September, asked those guys to fill out an evaluation form. And one of the ones that struck me the most, I think, was one of the participants said, we haven't been lucky, what do you mean, on a lack of understanding, to I'm changing the way I plan for field work. The FACE reports make it real. Okay. I've applied it to my planning for my next trip to do confined space work. It provided a reality check for me as a worker. And training is important, and the FACE reports could prevent fatalities. So, does anybody have any questions? Question.
Do you have any problems with literacy?
Do we have problems with literacy? We have seen some issues with literacy, and what happens then, often people will sit at the same table from the same company, so they kind of work with each other to walk people through and explain. But that absolutely is a concern because some of the reports are pretty verbose. Somebody here? Yeah. Don.
Thank you. I'm Don Ellenberg with the Holy Trades, and we do a lot of health and safety training in the confined space. And just a couple of things I want to say. I think that the FACE reports are searchable by industry. And so if you're in transportation or construction or whatever, find cases that are applicable to different industries. And also, you can sign up for emails from them, and they'll send you notices when they come out with new FACE reports, which is kind of a nice thing that my friends like to do. So that they just sent out an email recently. They had four new reports that came out, so it's just kind of an automatic push thing that you get. So it's a great trend.
Yeah. One more question. Do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.